producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea today and any day, 855-993-7569. All right, we were talking about love, and the question was, could I define it, number one? Number two, where there's cross-cultural differences. And I said, well, if you look at how we view love, especially in romantic relationships, and I assume that that's what Mary was asking, then you have to go back to Arthurian legend, because before that, love between men and women essentially was not discussed. I mean, if you think about the Greek legends, for example, that... they were very scary, and people blinding each other or raping each other or smoting each other. So love was a pretty dangerous commodity in ancient times. And marriage was probably invented, as we think about it now, in about the 6th century. And again, it was a way of ensuring lineage. So you knew who to pass your wealth to, especially if you were a king, and also a political tool so that you didn't wage war on your grandchildren. Now, if we flash forward to 2015, what a coincidence, we're talking about really a very different kind of concept, and it's probably more Margaret Mead-ian than Arthurian. The idea of, I don't know how many people assume that a marriage will last forever or that love will last forever, and maybe those are separate issues, that love at one stage in your life is going to be defined fairly differently than another. That love at 19 presumably has a huge lust component, a huge physical component in it, and a somewhat idealized romantic version of it because you haven't experienced very much, let alone experience very much in that particular area. Presumably by the time you're in your 30s, that love is going to mean something fairly different, especially if you're in a marriage and you've had children and you've also had the day-to-day abrasions of what physical intimacy means. By the time, which is probably why a lot of marriages tend to implode at that moment. If you're talking about in your 50s, that and when the children have left, and we know that marriages that last for 25 years or longer tend to be happier in the 25th year, almost as happy as they were in the first year. And it's not because the marriage is the same as it was. It's that the two of you have the opportunity to revisit being a coupledom as opposed to being parents. Then we have a couple of peaks in the 70s or 80s where quite often one of the couples has succumbed to serious illness, and either the other partner becomes a helpmate or quite often is widowed one way or the other. And so you're looking for somebody. And again, one has to be careful that you're not looking to replicate the relationship you had before. And you'll hear people talk about, well, I had the one love of my life, and I'm just looking for a companion at this moment. So I actually Googled love just to see what would happen. And Google is particularly unhelpful here. It says as a noun, an intense feeling of deep affection. You're going to love this. All right, and the examples it used is babies fill parents with intense feelings of love. Oh, wow, not very helpful at all. Synonyms are deep affection, fondness, tenderness, warmth, intimacy, attachment, and endearment. Not so helpful. A person or thing that one loves, she was the love of his life. Synonyms, beloved, loved one. Well, it's using the term to define it. Not helpful. Dear, dearest, darling, sweetheart, sweet angel, honey. Those are, those are nicknames. I don't know. A verb. Feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. Do you love me? Synonyms, care very much for. Well, you can care very much for somebody and not love them. Feel deep affection for. again, affection. Hold very dear, adore, using the same word again. Think the world of, well, there are people you think the world of that you don't love. Be devoted to, dote on, idolize, worship. So you can see that one of the reasons we may have such a heart, if Google can't define it, how are us mortals going to do it as opposed to the search engine? So the idea that I would have you do is decide what is that you're looking for. And I, as you know, I'm much more a fan of liking somebody and wanting to spend time with them, and also feeling the physical attraction and the commitment and the kind of gushy feelings. I think there should be some tingle at any particular age. But the question is, what percentage of the relationship is based on the tingle and what is based on the liking, the fun, the time spent together? And it changes. It shifts. All right. Now, when we look cross-culturally, most cultures are more sane about love than we are. Either they don't define it, because a large part of the world still indulges in arranged marriages. The idea that respect, commitment, societal involvement, the raising of children is much more crucial than your own personal feelings. Also one of the issues why domestic violence is much more of an issue in other parts of the world, although which is not to say that's not an issue here, because it is. So I think if you're looking for the usual definitions of love, or the ones that we kind of hold to most carefully, that you're really talking about an American version, which doesn't translate terribly well into other societies, but is beginning to make inroads simply because American movies are so popular. But if you look at foreign movies, for example, French movies, that historically, one of the reasons that people went to French movies is because they were sexy. They were sexy not because a man was having sex with his wife, but because he was having sex with his mistress. So that divide between the person you were committed to and you're going to stay with and the person you were having afternoon delight with. So, all right, hopefully that... I'm not sure it clarifies, because, again, when Google can't give us any particular direction, then who am I to do it? The point being, instead of looking for what do people think about love, ask yourself what it is you're looking for. Because the tingle is the relatively easy part. I mean, either you feel it or you don't. And there are two schools of thought about it. One who says that tingle can be developed. Those are called women, and those who think it's either there or it's not there, and those are basically called men. All right? That was exhausting. Are there any questions? Again,
show
I think,
hands. Oh, questions.
Show hands. Yeah. All right. Thank goodness there are no questions. But you can see why it's such a difficult term to define, and why we'd be so confused about it. But even the dictionary is absolutely no help. And when you use the same word to define it, didn't your English teacher say that was completely illegal? You're not allowed to do that. But yet it does. So everybody's a little bit confused about it. Don't worry so much about who says it first, or the L word. Just look for whether the relationship is working for you, whether it's meeting your needs, whether you feel committed to it. And at some point in a relationship, if I had a nickel for everybody who said to me, "I love him, but I'm not in love with him," I'd say, that's a nausea producing statement, because it's really finessing it. Are you committed to this person or not committed to this person? What do you need to make this relationship work for you? But assuming that somehow you can replicate those early feelings, that first 6 months, and repeat it at some other point. As I said, people who have been married 25 years or longer report in the 25th year, because the kids have left, that they feel as happy and content as they did in the first year. But that's because they've discovered a new coupledom. They're alone for the first time in a long time. They have fewer responsibilities. They could focus more on each other. The question is, how do you get to that point? And the answer is that you pick a partner with whom you have a lot in common and shared goals. You continue to talk with each other, have weekly dates, have a good sex life, or call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. If there's something on your mind, give us a holler. 855-99-3756-9. We haven't done an email for a while. Do you think that would be a good thing to do, Mr. Manny?
I agree. I think you should.
I saw your hand waving wildly. Call on me. Call on me. Okay, Mr. Manny, what do you think?
Let's do it. We've got an email from Carrie. Carrie says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to you since my daughter was a young girl. I hope she overheard you. She is now approaching 30. I left her alone after a year, of attempts to stay in touch without much in the way of answering or calling and emailing back. I backed off, stopped visiting, and I've been open to hearing her feelings and concerns. I checked Facebook, which I signed up for as another attempt, only to be ignored. A pregnancy and a move, sounds like. I waited for an invite, but I feel I'm not wanted around. I don't know her husband well, for he was very silent around me. I did express concern about her having to pay bills and him not working for 7 months and moving his mother in with them.
Not a very smart thing to do.
This is what really did it. This is not the first of these behaviors of dissing me, and I'm tired of...
Wait, before we go on. She's not dissing you. You're dissing her. Think about how you would have felt if your mother had said that your husband was a deadbeat. I mean, unless she specifically asked your opinion, especially when it's negative, keep it to yourself. That she's not dissing you. You dissed her. I think you'll want an apology for that, sugar. All right, keep going.
She says, and I'm tired of this one-way relationship. I raised her mostly alone. Her dad was an uninvolved dud with the same avoidance... uncommunicative traits. I have expectations of a future and building a family. Mostly I have trouble with people asking me about if I have kids or denying that I did or do. I am 50 and newly went back to school, and I thought this situation would be getting better at this point. Mostly though, it is the meddlesome Mrs. So-and-so who accesses me in workplaces because she's nothing else but her family and thinks I am less for living for more than that. Regards.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I already hit the major issue here, which is I think you owe your daughter an apology, which I'm thank goodness you're not on the phone for me because you'd hang up on me. But offering a negative opinion about somebody else is offering a negative opinion, period. Even if you're specifically solicited, which obviously you weren't in this case, your daughter felt she was confiding in you, and all she really wanted you to do was say, gee, honey, that sounds difficult. She doesn't need for you to say, how come your husband isn't working? How come he can feel it's okay for him to move his mother in? I mean, that's you're just asking for trouble, because at that moment, she either has to dump on him, and she's the one, that's where she's living, or she has to dispute you. And the more accurate you are, the more likely she is to just dump you. She already knows. You don't tell somebody ever something they already know, and you don't offer a negative opinion unless it's specifically solicited, and even then I'd be really careful about saying, gee, how does that make you feel, or what can I do to help you here? Because, I mean, and that's why she's mad at you. And you saying that she's dissing you is really a complete misreading of the situation. You dissed her. She didn't diss you. And so I think you owe an apology, number one. Number two, what other people think, who cares? That you can ignore the question. That the fact is that an awful lot of people are very pleased about their relationship with their kids or their grandkids. And if you don't have a great relationship with your kid or you don't have grandkids, it doesn't mean that they're being wicked or evil or trying to embarrass you. And if they are, then stupid and cheerful is the legitimate response anyway of just saying, my daughter and I are always working. Our relationship is always under construction. That's all you have to say. That's none of her business. And the idea being that you could say, well, the good news about my daughter and my relationship is I taught her to be independent, and she runs her life, I run mine. And you can say whatever you want, but the fact is not that this woman is a busybody, although God knows she may be, but your response to it, she just is able, that one of two things is true. Either this is an innocent comment on her part, at which point you taking umbrage is just your own insecurities, or she's not. And if she's not, her sharing about what's important with her is perfectly legitimate and fine, and you can share what's important to you. And if she says, oh, my daughter and I are going to a fashion show next week, you can say, gee, I'm going to go bowling on the same night. Isn't that interesting that we both are working on that night? Or whatever you want. If she's wicked, you can be stupid and cheerful. And you can be stupid and cheerful even if she's not wicked. All you have to do is say, gee, that, you know, that's great, or I'm envious of your relationship, or how nice for you, or whatever you want. But what you're doing here, my dear, is you're projecting. You really are. You owe your daughter an apology because it was none of your business about what her relationship is like. And in terms of your office mate that you think is targeting you, which she probably is not, she's probably just preening, which is perfectly okay for her to do. And it may be that you make better grades. It may be that you have a lifestyle that of which she's envious. I remember an episode. Remember Maud, the author, a bunch of years ago? I never saw the show when it was originally out. I saw it in reruns on whatever it was, Nick at Night or whatever. And I didn't see it very often. I saw it mostly when I was on book tour, I think, which is always when I see television. When I'm so tired, I can't read, and so I watch television and realize why I don't watch television when I'm not exhausted. But at one point, I think that Joan Collins was her high school friend or college friend or something. And Joan Collins had this incredibly glamorous career. But in the episode, at least, Joan had not married. And so she came to visit Maud, and the whole thing was them being competitive with one another because Maud had a child and a grandchild and had married, and Joan had this, it was, of course, incredibly beautiful and had this glamorous life. And it turned out that both of them were envious of the other one, that Joan had lamented not having married, not having had a child. And B was jealous of Joan's celebrity and beauty and income and whatever. And at one point, Maud, at the end of it, says, well, you can't have both. And I'm not sure that that's true, but envying other people, their choices, is as foolish as lamenting our own. What we need to do is figure out what we want and where the compromise is going to be. Can you be both married and unmarried? No. Can you be both career-oriented and family-oriented? Only if you're a man. Basically, nobody ever asks a man, does he want to have children? The assumption is if he does, he'll have them, and if he doesn't, he won't. And nobody ever judges him for either having children or not having children. As women, we need to be more aware of our own wishes and needs and less dependent on other people's opinion of us. We were all raised to be good little girls and to go along with whatever somebody wanted of us. But that doesn't mean that it's a healthy lifestyle or that it makes any sense. And you know what? I think I'm going to talk a little bit about, there's a new study out from the UN about women. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. Or you can give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. I remember being at a conference for women about, I don't even know, a while ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. And somebody said, women are terrific at taking care of children, about our men, that we're very outspoken about social issues, including gay rights, but we don't take care of ourselves. And I thought that was an interesting phenomenon. And if you look at statistics about women's health later in life, it's appalling. We tend to live longer, but it's because of genetics, not because we're taking very good care of ourselves or each other. And the UN apparently took up a study of women 20 years ago. The UN took up 189 countries, adopted, it was at a conference in Beijing of all places, adopted a platform for action that specifically was talking with equal access to education and end to child marriages and the eradication of poverty. So they're now meeting 20 years later to see, well, what have we done? And one of the alarming statistics is that they actually have a map that says, is paid leave available for both parents? There is basically one country in South America and the United States that has no paid leave for either parent. Fathers only is, I don't know that there are any for fathers only. Mothers only is in about maybe, I would say, 40% of countries. Both parents, the vast majority of the world, except good old the USA, which has neither. More than 170 countries, 90%, still have laws and policy that end up denying women and girls the same rights and protections enjoyed by their male counterparts. This was released today. Fewer than 20 have female heads of state. Women make up half the global population that count for about 20% of the members of parliament. Half of all women are in paid employment, and wage disparities are a universal problem. That means for half the world. Basically, what they're saying is somebody, that the leaders have really failed. That all the things that everybody felt were really important and basic have really not done a very good job. There have been a number of countries removing discriminatory laws and adopting measures to halt violence against women and girls, which is true of the United States. Nearly half of all primary school students are girls, except if you look at it country by country, you're going to be very disappointed. Participation by women in the labor force has increased in the last 20 years. Maternal mortality rates have dropped. They're now saying at this rate, it will take 50 years for women to achieve equal representation in government. 50 years. And 81 years to achieve parity and economic participation in the UN. Is completing secondary education tuition free? If you look at Africa and parts of Asia, the answer is no. The rest of the country is doing a pretty good job on that. Most of the 56 new constitutions adopted since 1990s have included a provision that guaranteed gender equality or banned discrimination, including those in Egypt and Iraq, which are major. Only two states have failed to include such provisions, Saudi Arabia and Holy See. 11 give precedence to religious or customary laws on some gender-related issues. Saudi Arabia is one of only two countries, along with Yemen, that hasn't established a minimum age for marriage. In the Maldives, the share of girls who are wed between the ages of 15 and 18 fell from almost half to below 6%. They passed a law in 2001, setting a minimum age of 18. God bless. More than 60 countries still allow girls to be married at a younger age than boys. They said that explains why nearly five times more girls than boys are wed before 18. Girls who marry young have babies young. That jeopardizes their health, that of their babies, reduces their chances of completing their education, and has long-term consequences for their prosperity. So the point is that there is a long way to go. The United States is one of the countries that has general equality guaranteed, but gender is not mentioned. It's guaranteed. The United States is really very far behind the rest of the world in gender equality issues. And you'd think being an American woman is kind of the coolest thing to be because of our rights. Well, not under the law. We sort of have a really embarrassing kind of record.
And you'd think it'd be the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You'd think that infant mortality would be less in the United States. And again, it goes very much by race. 23 countries have gender disparities in their inheritance laws, most of them in Africa and the Middle East. 10 do not give women the same rights to own property as men. Western countries are not immune. The U.S. does well on access to education, but it does not guarantee paid leave for new mothers, a provision available in every other high-income country. No guarantee of paid leave for working adults to provide care for an aging family member. And obviously that's going to increase a lot as we boomers get older. In Mississippi, girls can be married at 15. Minimum age for boys is 17. The U.S. also one of just seven UN member states that have not ratified the Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, putting it in the country, are you ready for this, of Iran, Somalia, and Sudan. Just how we want to be thought of. 855-99-DR-JOY. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. I have a long-distance relationship that's been going on for 4 years, and I love him. He loves me. However, he was a firefighter in his job, and he hurt himself 2 years ago, and he had to go into retirement because he couldn't perform his duties any longer. So at 42, he's now retired. And he does have a part-time job that he hates. And now he's telling me that he's, and I saw him have symptoms of PTSD. And he was a firefighter and EMT, and he can't do either any longer.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, I can help you. I've actually have contacts in my state near me that can help him.
Wait a minute. Help him in what way, Amy?
With his PTSD.
Okay.
Because he doesn't seem to be getting any help where he is, and he doesn't seem to be reaching out to the right people, because every time I talked to him, he said most of the people don't, they take care of soldiers instead of firefighters or police officers, and he needs help, and his family isn't helping him.
Let me just stop you for 1 second, then you can pick up. Will you remember where you were to pick up the narrative?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you two questions just so I can follow along where he's like. How old are you?
I am 51.
Okay. When you say, does he feel that he has a problem with post-traumatic stress disorder or not?
Yes.
Okay, he does.
Yeah.
So what state is he living in?
In Philadelphia.
Okay. All right, that's usually a city, but I'll accept it. You're about as good at geography as I am. Where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Okay. So how come, given the fact that he's retired, so he's not presumably attached to any particular city, how come the two of you still maintain a long-distance relationship?
My problem. yeah, because to be honest with you, I'm at my wit's end because I know he needs help, and I talked to him the last time he came here to see me for a visit. I said, you know, where are we going? Can you move here? I want to continue the relationship, but I want to go forward. And he said he can't do anything until he feels he's more whole. And I'm like, but if he's not helping himself, there's no point.
Okay. All right, let me just help you from his point of view what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
I love Amy. We can look at long-distance relationships and the fact that obviously it's a relationship at an arm's length by definition. But let's just leave that aside temporarily, because even if he lived next door, this would be the same issue.
Right.
I mean, look, there's no doubt that firefighters are kind of manly men, right? That's part of it. And so he's feeling like, you know, I'm not going to go and have her take care of me financially, take care of me physically, get me a therapist, and basically, let me go through the list again in a minute. I'll put you on hold. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is exactly that. We're talking with Amy, who has been in a long-distance relationship with a dude who's a firefighter who was injured. Was he injured on the job?
He was, actually, yes.
Okay. Can you... Where did the post-traumatic stress come? Do you know what the stress itself was?
Actually, from all the things that he's seen, he's had children die in his arms, he's had buddies die in fires, and on hindsight, I should have paid more attention when we first started dating, because when I think back, there were times that he acted unusually, and I just kind of blew it off, and now I see it's accelerated. Every time he sees a fire truck go by or hears one, he starts shaking. I mean,
right.
It's...
There are very likely two factors working on that as well, and I think you're correct that one is the post-traumatic stress disorder, but part of it is his ambivalence about not being able to do anything. And we know that most anxiety is a result of feeling powerless. And so here's a dude that if you look up powerless in the dictionary or feeling powerless in the dictionary, his face is probably going to pop out. He's feeling unmanly because of his reaction. He's feeling unmanly because he got no job. He's feeling unmanly because, and this isn't your fault, but it dictates the policy that you have going forward, that you're providing him with things he can't provide for himself. You're providing him with a therapist in theory, with a place to live, with food. And while your intentions are obviously above reproach, they're unworkable for him. It's going to make him feel less manly. So a couple of things at this moment. I think what you can say to him is, instead of "I can do this for you," of "tell me what I can do to help if there's something. And if there's nothing right now, understand that I love you. I'm willing to do whatever I can to help. But I understand this is your problem, your path, and I can't take it over as much as I'd like to. But if you can tell me what I can do to be helpful, that would feel really good to me." Which is a very different stance, and I know you feel that's kind of what you said, but that's not what he's hearing. What he's hearing is, "I can't even find myself a therapist. I can't find myself a job." And I'm going to tell you, the likelihood of him getting any help around the stress is essentially minimal till he gets a job. Because finding a job, you've heard me say, we all need a safe place to stand. He's got no place to stand right now. And until he does, I was down at World Trade Center at the Pit for almost 7 weeks after September 11th. And the guys who were down there were EMT, police, and firefighters. I couldn't even get them to wear sunblock, let alone talk to a therapist. All right? So that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with guys who view themselves as larger than life, the protectors of civilians, as the guys who can do when no one else can, the guys, and it's firefighters more even than police. Because to a very large extent, firefighters have never been touched by the corruption that infests police forces. That while firefighters may or may not be racist, at least it hasn't become as much of a political issue. And they're the guys who rush into buildings where everybody else is rushing out. So they are, in many ways, in most societies, and certainly in ours, viewed as even more manly than other professions, than EMT, which are helpful, but they're not as much at risk as police. And police have their own public relations issues at this moment, but they carry guns and they can shoot people and defend themselves. Firefighters rush into buildings where everybody else with any sense is rushing out. So they are the society's heroes. And what your hero feels is he's been castrated.
Yeah.
And my guess is that your sex life, if you had one, is going to hell in a handbasket because he feels terrible about himself. So as much as you have the right, your heart's in the right place, it's irrelevant at this moment. And not only is it irrelevant, to a certain extent, it's doing harm. So what you're going to have to do is a couple things. And then I'll tell you how you get to deal with your frustration about this, because what I'm suggesting to you is not going to make you real happy. Is to say to him, take all the time you need. Tell me what I can do to help. I'm going to stop intervening. I'm going to stop interfering. I love you, and I'm not. And you're going to have to tell him that, because if you just back off, he'll figure, okay, she's dumped me. I have no value to her anymore. So you have to make it clear that you think you are taking the wrong path, and you're in no way trying to embarrass him or dominate him. All you were trying to do is help, and that sometimes your helpfulness gets in the way of the relationship. And then you're going to have to back off. And every time you're tempted to say, well, why don't you get some help, or why don't you come here, you're going to have to bite your tongue. And in fact, what I would say to him is, anytime I tell you, or even it appears to be telling you what to do, you tell me, and I'll give you $20 on the spot, or I'll put it you know, whatever. All right. Because you have to stop doing that. I understand what you're trying to do. I'm saying you're only doing it because you love him, but it's disastrous. All right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you do in the meantime? And that becomes a really important issue because for right now, you have to back off. Even though you're undoubtedly right, you're helpful, you're loving, it's not going to work. And not only will it not work for the relationship, it'll make him feel terrible. And he doesn't, he can't accept any more burden for his self-image than he's already got. So the question is, what do you do? And I think the answer is buy yourself some space. And whether that means viewing him as a platonic friend or you can ask him what he'd like, what makes sense for the relationship. Do you want to take a break from this? Do you want to? You tell me what'll work for you, and then you go along with that. And what you do is buy yourself whatever space you can, because you need a safe place to stand as well that allows you to be friendly to him. But given the fact it's long distance, you got no job, you're not living anywhere near each other, and you got probably no sex life, maybe what you do is see him a little less frequently, talk to him on whatever level makes some sense to you. But rather than telling him what you're going to do, I'd ask him what makes sense for him. And you can say, with all the best intents in the world, I think I've become your mom. I tell you what to do. I tell you what's best for you. I take care of you. I tell you it's cold. We should button up your coat. And that's not healthy for either of us. So I want to get out of that role and know that I love you. I'm not backing off because I've given up on the relationship. I'm backing off because I think what I'm doing is destructive. And you tell me what you want to do. What you want to do about phone calls, what you want to do about emails, what you want to do about visits, what you want to do about us. And if you need some time to think about it, take the time, which is not going to feel very good for you because you're going to move from a position of relative power to relative powerlessness. But that's what he's been feeling all along. And as women, we handle a hell of a lot better than guys because that's not what we've been bred to do. We've been bred to be powerless, which doesn't mean that we should do it. You heard me just talk about the world situation. But for this relationship, you have to back off and let him guide you. And if you need some help about what do I do, call me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.